Welcome to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Now, here's Pastor Jeff.
Well, good Tuesday morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. Hope you're having a great morning. Let me read to you from Philippians chapter 4. The Apostle Paul says this, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your forbearing spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing." That means worry about nothing. "But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Well, today, as you know, is Election Day in America, and lots and lots and lots of Americans on either side of the aisle are very nervous about today because we know what weighs in the balance. And those who hate Donald Trump with a purple passion, they are so very worried about this election. And I have maintained that if it is a free and fair election, if there is no cheating, if nobody votes twice, if nobody who's unregistered to vote gets to vote, and it is truly free and fair, I think Donald Trump will win. I think America is seeing through the lies and recognizing, hey, this is a critical election. I don't know if you saw the interview last night with, maybe last night or the night before, Elon Musk went on Joe Rogan. And Joe Rogan has recently come out, just yesterday came out and said, hey, I'm supporting Donald Trump for president. Well, Elon Musk, the multi-billionaire, he sat down with Joe Rogan. This is what he had to say about the importance of this election.
Well, I'll say it again, man. I think this is the last election. If Trump doesn't win, this is the last election.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think people, and a lot of people are waking up and realize that have been lifelong Democrats. Guys like Bill Ackman, guys like Chamath.
Yeah, exactly. You
know, Tulsi Gabbard switched over to the Republicans. Yep. Like, there's a lot of people who their whole life they've been left-wing, and they realize, like, I can't do this anymore.
You and I used to be Democrats.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
It's nuts, man. And if the Dems win this election, they will legalize enough illegals to turn the swing states, and everywhere will be like California. There will be no escape.
That is so insane.
This is the final. This is it. This is the last chance.
Has anybody tried
and
to
I
push
just wanna,
back?
Like, go out and vote. Vote like your life depends on it. Vote like your future depends on it, because it does. This is the last chance, man.
That was Elon Musk sitting down with Joe Rogan, and he says, this is the last chance. We have an opportunity to vote. We have an opportunity to ensure that we still get to vote 4 years from now. Now, to discuss the election with me today on this election day is my good friend, Dr. Rick Scarborough. If you remember, Rick is the president of Recover America. He's a pastor, author, speaker, Christian activist, and mobilizer for pastors and churches to the things that matter as politics intersects with biblical morality. Dr. Rick, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
It's a joy to be with you, and thank God for your outreach. Pastor Jeff's quote that you just played, I had heard a remarkable statement by one of probably the most brilliant man in America, if not the world, Elon Musk.
Yeah. Do you agree with what he said, Rick?
100%. In our organization, the Remnant Alliance, of which I'm a part of, we've had people on the ground in key states. They're monitoring the elections. We have lawyers that have already filed successful lawsuits in Georgia where there was an effort to suppress the vote. The left knows they can't beat Donald Trump. And that's why they've tried to incarcerate him, bankrupt him, kill him. They know they can't beat him because the one thing you can't deny, whether you like his manners and his bravado or not, is the man loves America. Mm-hmm. And he made I think the best statement he made in the campaign was, You can't govern America if you don't love Americans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point. Good point. Well, Rick, no doubt you've seen Barack Obama on the campaign trail. I saw a picture of him. He just looks angry. In my mind, he's the mastermind behind everything these last 4 years, and he wants obviously Kamala Harris to be elected so he can continue running the country as a shadow leader. What's your take on his involvement in this election?
Well, I think that he's the puppeteer. Kamala doesn't have the intelligence on her own to run a country, and we know that Joe Biden hasn't had it for several years, and so somewhere somebody has been calling the shots. And I'm in total agreement with your statement. I think it's Barack Obama. I believe Barack Obama, a disciple of Saul Alinsky, has been working his whole life to turn this country into a communist dictatorship with him at the top of the food chain.
Yeah, I do too. And, you know, this is, you know, you boil it down and some people don't like this designation, but it does seem to be a battle of worldviews, a battle of ideologies. One ideology is evil, and the other seems to have a lot more strands of good in it. You know, you can't say everything the Republicans are standing for is good, because Donald Trump has caved on abortion. I never thought he had a strong conviction about that, but they look. I was listening to Jenna's program with Todd Starnes, and he said, you know, as far as the pro-life issue goes, it's a difficult sell politically, and so do you get something or do you get nothing? What's your view on that, Rick?
Well, my view is that I think we all have known for some time that Trump is a pragmatist. Fortunately, many politicians are. Fortunately, his pragmatism broke toward sane policy and primarily moral policy. This is a man he doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke, but he doesn't have a strong biblical background, and so he doesn't have a deep Bible-based philosophy when it comes to abortion. He's more pragmatic. I do think that his pragmatism is safer for the child in the womb than the pragmatism of the left, which has never seen a baby they wouldn't not only kill, but also harvest body parts and sell. So I've been saying now in my speeches for some time, Jeff, that this there's no longer a Republican and Democratic Party. What we have is a moral party and an immoral party. What we have is a party that's a coalition of evil groups, and another party that at least has as a primary constituency, Bible-believing Christians, and those Christians have had an impact on President. I mean, when he come up after being shot in the ear, he shortly thereafter acknowledged that only God kept him alive, and I think he's deepening that awareness. I think we need to keep praying for him, and Christians need to surround him and speak truth into his life, but I don't think he has any doubt that he would have been dead if it hadn't been for God's intervention and him turning his head just enough for the bullet to miss his face and his brain and clip his ear.
Mm-hmm. Rick, as you've been traveling and meeting with pastors these last many months, the report that came out from George Barna said we have this huge block of Christians that aren't planning to vote. I think he said something like 32 million based on his research that said they're not going to vote. Have you seen that change any? Do you think Christians that were on the sidelines are starting to say, hey, I need to get involved? If what Elon Musk said is true, if we sit this one out, then there's not going to be another one.
But I'm seeing pastors do something I've never witnessed in all these years I've been a frontline warrior. I've been doing this now since 1992. And I'm seeing pastors have the guts to ask their people in a public worship, how many of you have already voted? And my own church, which has 13,000 members, it's one of the campuses of the Second Baptist Church of Houston. My pastor has never been outspoken about these things. But I wrote him a letter this past week and sent him a tape of an interview between Jack Hibbs and Charlie Kirk. I don't know if you listened to it or not, but he had all the people raise their hands who had voted. And it was three-fourths of the crowd, if not more. When you looked across the room, it didn't look like anybody had not voted. But then he asked them, you're going to vote Tuesday, and the rest of the hands went up. So I do believe pastors, they see this for the evil that it is, and more of them are awakening and encouraging their people to vote, where in the past they've sat on the sidelines and been silent about it.
Let me ask you this, Rick. Are you familiar with Congressman Jamie Raskin?
Yes, I am.
Okay, here's a quote from him.
Oh, he is. I'm not intimately acquainted with him, but I know he is, yes.
Yeah, he said, let folks cast their votes for Trump if that's their choice, but mark my words, we won't be certifying the election. He might win, but we'll ensure he doesn't step foot in the Oval Office. I read that and was shocked.
Yeah, every now and then these politicians say what they really believe, and we've seen a lot of gaffes over the last month, where I believe God has opened the windows into the thinking of these radical leftists to let people know just what they think. We've seen numerous indicators of that, and thank God for it. I don't know if you happened to watch Sean Hannity last night, but he had Megyn Kelly on. And it was a picture of the rally that Trump was having at that very moment. I've never heard her more articulate about why people have to go to the polls and vote and the consequences of not voting. It made me wish she was on primetime TV once again, because she had thought this through and she was clear and emphatic about it. And, you know, Kamala Harris has resorted to these left-coast celebrities to get a crowd together, and even that's not working for her. You never see a wide shot of her crowd because she can't draw a crowd, even with celebrities. But these celebrities, they're just buffoons. And why anybody would want to turn to them for advice on how to vote for a president fails me. But professing themselves to be wise, they become fools, Scripture says.
Right.
And God is revealing the foolishness of the mind without God. And one reason I was so happy you asked me to be on the program today is because of the width of your voice through this radio ministry of AFA. People, you've got to go to vote, and you've got to encourage your people to vote. And I'm just going to tell you, as for me and my household, we voted Republican. We voted for every Republican on the ticket. Now, I know that Jeff's ministry can't endorse that, and AFA can't endorse that, but I'm being interviewed, and I'm telling you what I think and what I believe.
Amen. Well, Rick, I did see this at a rally in Pennsylvania. Somebody showed the traffic, and it was bus after bus after bus after bus, and Kamala Harris is busing people in, evidently paying people to be her crowd at her rallies. And I thought about, if that's not the epitome of fake and inauthentic, and I got nothing in the tank, I got to pay to have friends, what is?
Yes, sir. She's been exposed, totally exposed. Only the unthinking and unaware would not understand that. You know, I have for years said that it's God's will to vote. People would say to me, well, what's the verse? And I always use James chapter 4, where the half-brother of our Lord said, he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is a sin. But I was listening to an interview between Jack Hibbs and Charlie Kirk this week, and he had a much better rationale.
Rick, hold that thought, because we're up against a break, but I want you to pick that up when we come back. You're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here, talking to my good friend, Dr. Rick Scarborough. We're talking about what everybody's talking about, election 2024. Don't go away.
This is Real Truth for Today. Podcasts of the program are available on the podcast page at AFR.net. Now, back to Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here, talking to my good friend, Dr. Rick Scarborough. Dr. Scarborough, pastor, author, speaker, Christian activist, president of Recover America. And Rick, as we came up to the break, you were getting ready to share a quote from Jack Hibbs, I believe. Go ahead with that.
Well, I was going to repeat an illustration that he used on Charlie Kirk's podcast, which I highly recommend people. When you're riding down the highway in a car, if you have Apple Play or Google Play, just say Siri, Charlie Kirk podcast, and it'll come up, and, you, and it'll make the hour the most informative hour you've driven in a long time. He does a great job. And if you've got that, if you've got a podcast, we need to advance that too, because you're in the same category in my view, Jeff. But Pastor Jeff,
Charlie anyway, Kirk steals all my information.
There you go. I often say that. What he does is articulates thoughts I've had to his incredible audience. But he asked Jack Hibbs, do you think it's a sin for Christians not to vote? I've always said, well, yes. For if you know to do good and don't do it, to you it is a sin. But consider this. God gave us America. There is no question to any fair-minded person. I've written about it in several books. Our Christian heritage is unassailable. If you read the original documents, the original state constitutions and the requirements they had for running public office, it was a gift from God. And because of the fact that it was a gift from God, it prospered like no nation on the earth. I mean, how we won the War of Independence is nothing but the result of the miraculous intervention of God. And then just a few years later, we're fighting the War of 1812. When they come back with more armor, more ships, and more soldiers, and we won again. And then we had the Civil War that could have destroyed the country forever. Well, I don't think the whole program is setting the table, but the point is, this is a country that God gave to the world, and especially those who have been blessed to live here. Mm-hmm. In the parable, chapter 25 of Matthew, one of the last things Jesus taught before he exited this world with a promise to return, he said, a master of the house called his three servants together, and he said, I'm going to leave on a journey, and I want you to run the household. I want you to take care of my place. And so he gave one man five talents, another man two talents, and a third man one talent. And he said, now take this and manage it well. Well, after a long period of time, he returned. After a long period of time, you could say God revisited America to see what was going on. But here are these men with these talents and these responsibilities allocated to them. One took the five and immediately invested it. And when the master of the house returned, he gave him back that five and another five. A master responded by saying, I'm going to make you master over many cities in Luke's account of it. Right. And he made him a ruler, and he just commanded him. Well, the man that only had two talents came back and he had done the same thing. He doubled the investment. The master gave him the same accolades. It had nothing to do with the amount, but the fact that he had used what he had, so God gave him more. But the third man, when he was confronted by the master, said, what have you done with my talent? He said, well, I knew you were a hard man. I knew you would exact revenge if I lost it, so I went and I hid it. I buried it. And the master said, you mean you didn't even take it to the bank and earn the interest? You just wasted it? He said, yes, sir, that's what I did. From that man, the talent was taken, given to the man with 10, and that man was thrown into utter darkness. Now, when a person tells me that they're just too spiritual to vote, they're not going to show up because they don't like either candidate, and they're going to let somebody else make that decision, it's equivalent to this man who had one talent. You may not have worldwide influence like the Charlie Kirks of the world or like Pastor Jeff Shreve with a huge congregation and this national radio voice, but you can influence someone. And if you just sit back and do nothing, then this is going to be applied to you because you let a great country slide into the abyss by just doing nothing. And that was the sin of the man. He didn't waste that talent on riotous living. He didn't take it down to the local casino and waste it and lose it. Mm-hmm. He buried it. Some people in East Texas would call that good stewardship, but that's not good stewardship. Whatever influence you have it to use. and you need to prayerfully use it for the glory of God. Today is a day where every person who has not voted should take 9 friends and go to the polls. And those of you who have voted, when you see somebody, influence them to vote. And if they ask you, tell them who you voted for. Don't be like Kamala said and her celebrity friends. Julia Roberts made an ad that said, you know, women, polling place is private. You can cheat your husband and vote and cancel out his vote by just voting for Kamala. Mm-hmm. And so they're now calling for people to be liars and schemers. There's no end to the wickedness. And if you, as a listener on this radio program, can't figure out which team to vote for, then do what I did. I voted Republican.
Yeah. Here's something that's happening now, Rick, and I've been seeing it a lot on X. Pastors coming out and saying, hey, I didn't vote for Trump, and they show their ballot where it's a write-in. This one guy wrote in for Dusty Devers. Another guy told me he wrote in for Ron DeSantis. I said, well, what's the point of voting if you're going to do that? Those guys aren't winning. They would tell you, don't vote for me. That's a wasted vote. What do you say to those that say, I can't reconcile Trump's rhetoric and his egotism with support, so I'm going to vote. It's not that I'm not going to vote, but I'm voting for someone that has no chance of winning. What would you say to that?
Well, I would just use illustration. When I was pastor of First Baptist Pearland for those 12 years, I had a charter member who was in his 80s who walked out the back of the church and said some of the sweetest things to me as he left. And then he turned around and tried to stab me in the back. People's rhetoric don't often measure up, but look at what they do, not what they say. And what Trump did during his 4 years in the White House was give us the strongest economy. He moved the embassy of Israel to Jerusalem, which every other president had promised and not done. We didn't have any wars in the world because of he was a strong leader and people feared him. Look at what people do. Don't listen to what they say, because I guarantee you, if you're a pastor, you're surrounded by people who tell you every Sunday what a great pastor you are. And we all know friends and perhaps have been victimized by seeing a church divided by the prayer rhetoric that was taking place that you didn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what people do, not what they say.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think Trump has done, you know, we all cringe at the things that he says, because it's just like, why are you saying, you're a smart guy. I don't understand how you can't figure out this is not gaining you ground with people. But he does, as Bill O'Reilly said, when he was in office, he governed responsibly. And no honest, fair-minded person could say he was a terrible manager of the country. He wasn't.
And who can tell us that Kamala Harris, who has all this sweet talk and this cackle of a laugh, has done what's good for the country? Joe Biden came in as the uniter, and look what he did to our country. So don't listen to what these politicians say. Pay attention to what they do. We have a chance now to vote for two people who both have a track record in the White House. Mm-hmm. What are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And the obvious answer is shouted from the housetops is no. So we've got. I'm animated about this. I hope it shows on the radio, because I mean I love this country and I've fought for this country my whole adult life. We've got to get righteous people to go to the polls today.
Right, Rick. Let me ask you this. You and I may differ on this. I don't see God saving America as a nation. I think that God wants to bring a great revival to America and to the world before the coming of Christ. I think that many people will be saved in this revival, but I don't know if America is going to all of a sudden flip a switch and now we're going to start following God as a nation. How do you see that?
Well, I don't see a possibility of that unless there is a third great awakening in the truest sense of the word. But I'm like you. It's about the individuals that live here. And it's about a dear friend of mine who's on a mercy ship right now in Madagascar, repairing cleft palates and serving the Lord overseas. We This country has sent more missionaries to the world than any country ever. And for that reason, I am praying that God will preserve this nation, prosper this nation, so that those who love Jesus can continue to serve on foreign fields. Because if America's lost, the witness to the world is largely lost.
And that's for sure. Okay, Rick, since you're very intimately acquainted and involved with what's going on, those of us who have a real concern about voter fraud and using those Dominion voting machines yet again that can be hijacked, corrupted, manipulated, do you have confidence that we won't see in this election what we saw 4 years ago?
I can say this. Remnant Alliance has dozens of its own lawyers watching in key battleground counties, and there are literally thousands. The Republicans have gotten smarter. We have thousands of attorneys watching these elections and filing lawsuits. There have been dozens of them filed already, and some already won. And so I would say that go to the polls. You do what's right. Our lawyers are watching this. I can give you hope that it will be they'll be caught if they cheat. But that's really finally not our prerogative. If this nation is so under judgment that God's not going to allow, God's going to allow that evil to reign, there's nothing we can do about it. But we will be accountable for whether we tried or not. And so I voted early. My wife voted early. My family's voted early. And now I'm spending today urging people to go to the polls.
Rick, how do you see, because you're a Texan like I am, how do you see things going for Ted Cruz?
Tight, but I think he'll win, as he always does. I think Texans don't want, I mean, he's been very effective with obtaining the record of Colin Allred, and Texans don't want boys in girls' bathrooms. They don't want boys playing women in sports. They don't want his radical abortion policies. So I think Ted Cruz will pull this out because he'll receive some updraft from the presidential election, but he's done a good job waging his own campaign. So I'm encouraged by that.
Okay, we hear, Rick, we hear too big to rig. That's been a little phrase that's gone out now for several months from the Republicans. We see businesses being proactive and boarding up their downtown businesses, boarding up their windows as they prepare for, seemingly prepare for a Trump victory. What do you see happening if Trump does win this election?
I think there'll be chaos in many of our cities. Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and these radical groups that Kamala Harris bailed out of jail and they burn down cities and police stations, they're going to be turned loose to create havoc. That's what I believe. My wife and I have made arrangements like we would for a hurricane, having lived on the Gulf Coast our whole life. We've bought canned goods and groceries, things that we'll keep, that we will slowly eat if we don't eat to avoid starvation because of the food chain being interrupted. So my advice is for people to prepare, pray for the best and prepare for the worst. I do believe they'll try to do everything they can to disrupt this country in such a way that people cannot, that Trump cannot take his oath of office on the 20th of January. And we have field operatives and we have intel coming from intel experts that tell us that scenario is a very real possibility, is to expect disruption if Trump is elected.
Yeah, I can see that happening. Now, if Trump loses freely and fairly, we say, okay, our side lost, conservatives lost, and we trust God. We don't trust government, so we know that, okay, this is judgment from God, and we just cry out for his mercy. Nobody's burning anything down. Nobody's rioting in the streets and looting and smashing windows. That should tell you all you need to know, in my mind, about the two sides. But Rick, we just have a couple of minutes left. I want to play you a clip from Jamie Raskin yet again and get you in 60 seconds to comment on it.
When I say we will support a free and fair election, no, we're not going to allow them to steal it in the states or steal it at the Department of Justice or steal it with any other election official in the country. If it's a free and fair election, we will do what we've always done. We will honor it.
So, finally. Yeah. And that is the Democrats' history. They honor it. That is the big difference between the parties. One of the big. Okay. So.
And on that point, I'll tell you, the political scientists have told us the hallmark characteristics of a fascist political party. Number one, they don't accept the outcome of democratic elections that don't go their way.
Number two,
they embrace political violence as an instrument for obtaining power. And three, they're not organized democratically. They're organized top down as a cult of a personality around a charismatic or allegedly charismatic figure, right?
So that was Jamie Raskin on Bill Maher's program, and basically saying that the Republicans may try and steal this, and that it's top down, and you know, it's got all the markings of a fascist you know, movement. What do you say to that, Rick?
Classic illustration of projection. He just told you what they're going to do, and that's been now for the last 16 years since Obama. They accuse the right of doing what the left does. Who was it that put hundreds of people in solitary confinement, left them there for over 4 years without a trial, violating the Constitution? Who did that? And that tragedy continues. So when he says those things, he's describing exactly what their plans are and how they'll react to this election. Yes. Mark my word on that.
Yes. Well, we're talking to Rick Scarborough. We're up against a break. We'll be taking your calls when we come back. 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. And if Rick can stay with us, he'll be answering your questions along with me. Give us a call. You've heard a lot about saving babies on this show. That's because it's important to me personally. And let me just be frank with you. We need to save them. That's why we've partnered with Preborn, the nation's leader in introducing mothers with unplanned pregnancies to their babies. And once she hears that heartbeat and sees that precious life growing inside of her, she is twice as likely to choose life. Now that's a miracle. But quite honestly, if we don't save them, who will? Preborn receives no government funding, so their work is completely dependent on you and me. Preborn has rescued over 280,000 babies. And that's not all. They provide love, support, and counseling for up to 2 years for free, saving lives and souls. One ultrasound is just $28, or 140 helps rescue 5 babies' lives. Abortion doesn't stop, so we can't either. Together, you and I can save lives. Just call #250 on your cell and say the keyword baby. That's 250 baby. Or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
If you'd like to contact Pastor Jeff, email PastorJeff@FromHisHeart.org. Now, back to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here. We're talking to Dr. Rick Scarborough. We've been talking about the election, and now we want to open it up for you to ask your questions or make your comments. The number to call is 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. And Rick has graciously agreed to stay on and to answer these questions with me. So the phone lines are starting to light up, so we'll go to those in just a moment. So, Rick, tell me your overall feeling. Do you feel like this election is going to go Donald Trump's way or Kamala Harris's way?
I believe that Donald Trump is going to light it up tonight. I don't think it's going to be close. That's my gut feeling and my observation from the circles I have of relationships, not only in this state, but we've been up to Michigan. We've been over to in the state of Ohio. We've been in New Mexico. We've been in Georgia, Florida. I mean, we've been in 9 states over the last few months with 50 speaking engagements. And my overwhelming impression is that this country sees the tragedy of the last 4 years and wants to see change.
Amen. Amen. Rick, let's do this before we go to the calls, because I don't want this to run out of time. I'd like for you to pray and to lead us in prayer over this election and for our country. Would you do that for us?
Honored to. Father in heaven, we praise you for the joy of addressing you as our Father. Thank you for the access we have through the blood of Jesus and for the sacrifice that you made so we could talk to you like this. Lord, we love our country, and we know we don't deserve your grace. We have so abused the privilege of living in freedom, that we ask you to be merciful, to give us, Lord, not what we deserve, but what your mercy demands. Yes. And your kindness to us. Father, move upon the electorate, move upon eligible voters across America to go and vote for good and not evil. And Father, I pray that any illegal attempts to manipulate the system would be exposed. Lord, you are the God of light, and so we pray for light to be shed upon evil and attempts to thwart the election by evil means. We pray that those who are caught would be called to justice. Lord, I pray you continue to bless this radio broadcast, because it's advancing your kingdom. And bless the listeners, Lord, for their courtesy to listen and their kindness to support. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Rick. I appreciate that. Well, we're going to the phone lines, and we have Linda on the line from Texas. Linda, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Oh, thank you so much, sir. And I appreciate your program. I've got a lot of people tuned in to this program, sir. But I called because I'm going to share a scripture. Three women pray every Wednesday for this nation. And my friend brings up this scripture so much. And this morning, even before I listened to you, I was writing it down. It's Matthew 17:20. Because of your little faith, Jesus told them, for truly I tell you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will tell this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. And it's just a scripture that she brings up a lot. And we pray the word. That's what we pray. And so I just wanted to share that, because I felt like it was a very encouraging scripture.
Yeah, for sure. It's a good word, Matthew 17:20. Rick, were you going to say something?
I just was telling this dear lady, thank you. That's an encouraging word, and thank you for praying.
Yes, amen. Well, thanks, Linda. We have Sammy on the line from Texas. Sammy, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Jeff. I just wanted to encourage you to contact Jim Wildman and ask him, as the president of AFR, for he himself to pray for the election today. Over
yes.
the air.
Uh-huh. Okay. I'll pass that along to him. He may have been planning on doing that. I don't know. But I know he's got election coverage tonight, with several from the ministry. And so this is a good place to tune in to American Family, Radio, to hear comments from Tim and Fred and Wesley and Walker and others that they'll have in the studio. So I encourage you to do that. But thank you, Sammy. I appreciate that. And I'll pass that along to Tim. So, Rick, I'm glad that you sense in your heart that the Lord is going to move in answer to our prayers. And I shared just yesterday, you know, James 4, you do not have because you do not ask, and you ask and do not receive because you ask with wrong motives to spend it on your pleasures. And so as we plead with the Lord and come boldly before his throne of grace, God does hear his children, and God does respond. Amen. Well, we have some other calls coming in, and so we'll wait till those get lit up on my screen. But
I was about to say, Jeff, and I looked down, my phone was muted accidentally, but we need to take serious that part about consuming it upon our own lust. There's a lot of people that want to see Trump win so the stock market will grow, and so their finances will be increased. That is not an acceptable motive. We need to ask God to save this country for his glory and to advance the kingdom, and so that preachers like yourself remain free and are protected by a godly administration, or a God-fearing administration, let's put it that way.
Right.
That's very important.
Well, I think, Rick, and to weigh in on this, but I've said from the pulpit, if Harris wins, they're going to come down on preachers and those that boldly preach the truth and come out and say homosexuality is a sin and this transgender insanity is a sin and all those things. That's going to be classified as hate speech, and they're going to come down on preachers that stand up and preach the truth of Scripture.
Well, just look across our northern border. That's already happened in Canada, and it certainly will happen under her administration. This is a woman that bailed out looters and rioters and encouraged others to join her. She is upside down morally, and she will be everything she's accused Trump of being. She'll be a dictator, but she'll be an immoral dictator. So absolutely, there's a lot at stake in this election.
For sure. Well, we have Wendell on the line from Texas. Wendell, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Good morning, and God bless you, Jeff, Pastor Jeff.
God bless you. Go ahead.
Well, I would like to make a statement that I was watching the national news, ABC, NBC, CBS, 2 days ago, and Mr. Walsh, Kamala Harris's VP pick, made a statement on video on national television. He called out and invoked the power of hell to defeat Donald J. Trump. He was calling on the power of hell. And he said that on TV. And I almost fell out of my chair. And I could not believe, and this has got to be on video. Somebody should be able to get a copy of this video and get him saying that himself. And they need to publicize the heck out of that and run it all day long. And these so-called Christians, these people that call themselves followers of Jesus Christ or believing in Jesus Christ that abdicate their vote, if they want to say they're a Christian, they better hear that and they better get up and realize they're not going to have a right to have a religion anymore, because these people will, like the previous caller said, they will, you won't have a right to speak. And if you do speak, they'll come just in the middle of the night and take you away, lock you up, and you'll just disappear.
Yeah, I think we're going to be back to the days of Nazi Germany. Rick, did you hear that Walls said something like that?
I'd love to see the clip. I did not see that nor hear of that. But, you know, if people want to know how Kamala Harris will govern, look at the first choice she made. This guy that's running her as her vice president is a liar. He's a fraud. He's not even he's the most effeminate man I've ever seen. It's just that was her choice for VP, and that would be our president if, God forbid, something were to happen to her and she had won the election. So that ought to be motivation enough to send people to the polls.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Well, thank you, Wendell. Thank you for calling in. We have Donna on the line from Texas. Donna, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hi, fellas. Good morning. I just want to encourage God's family to come to the Lord's table this morning in regards to this this battle. The war is won to proclaim and remember that Jesus, his finished work on the cross, and that proclaim his return.
Amen. That's a good word, Donna.
You didn't learn that in the liberal church. Thank God for you.
Well, I was thinking about what David said to Goliath. The battle is the Lord's, and he will deliver you into our hands. So we need to keep just casting our burden on the Lord and trusting him and keep our eyes fixed on him. And with whatever happens, I mean, the Lord sat as king at the flood. Yes, the Lord sits as king forever. We just trust him, and we do all we can do. You know, Rick, as you know, that old saying, work like it depends on you and trust God, because it ultimately depends, everything depends upon him. So thank you, Donna.
In East Texas, we say pray and grab a hold.
That's good. We have Ari on the line from North Carolina. Ari, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hi. You said earlier about people not doing, not acting. We know at the end of history that God is going to have his kingdom. We're responsible for this time, today. I'll speak to you from a Jewish point of view. If you go to a Jewish city here in the United States, Lakewood or Monson, New York, or any of these places, before Passover, you can go to a kosher Passover bakery where the matzah for Passover is prepared. Those bakeries are full of clocks because in 18 minutes, if you wet flour, in 18 minutes it will ferment. So everybody has to be on their guard and get their work done in time. So what I'm saying is that we cannot just sit by, you know, as they say, when good men are idle, then evil prevails. We have to act forcefully and not be afraid of the repercussions of taking a stand. Mm-hmm. I just have my...
Yeah, I agree with that completely. Ari, thank you for that. And Rick, anything you want to say about that?
No, but I was reminded as it was speaking that one of the signs of the imminent return of Christ is when Israel is surrounded on all sides by those who hate God and hate Israel. And that's happening right now. So we need to be aware of that. We need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Yes, for sure. That's a good word. So we have Daryl on the line from Texas. Daryl, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hello, brothers. Yes, I want to express that I believe that most of the modern conflicts we're having is coming from the insidious atheistic belief system that coalesced during the Enlightenment, and it manifests itself in various forms of denominationalism since the French Revolution, beginning with the cult of reason. And it developed into communism, different denominations. But at the core of it, they're elitist atheists who believe they're stepping into mankind's evolutionary driver's seat. And that's how you can get Hitlers with no conscience about killing masses of people for the so-called good of the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's for sure. And well, you know, the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. 1 John 5:19 tells us. And so we know that, Rick, as you and I were talking about Obama being the mastermind behind the scenes, the devil is the ultimate mastermind behind all the scenes. And God is allowing him to do what he's doing. But we can't lose sight of the fact that, as we said at the top of the program, this is a battle between worldviews. It's a battle between morality and immorality, between good and evil.
Absolutely well put, Pastor. We have no right to pray that God save this country if we're not voting for that to happen. Just like God, Satan is the ultimate mastermind of evil, and yet he uses a person, God is the mastermind of good and morality and safety and all the things that we desire, but he has to use someone, and the someone he's chosen in this election cycle is Donald J. Trump. But for Donald J. Trump to get elected, people like us have to go pull the lever. And if we fail to pull the lever, it won't get done. So take 10 friends and go to the polls.
Yes, amen. Well, Rick, thank you so much for being my guest, Rick Scarborough from Recover America. And you're going to be at home today watching the report and seeing what's going on and praying, no doubt. But thank you for coming on today.
That's
Rick.
That's right. My
Amen.
Pleasure. It's always a joy. You're a gift to the kingdom, Jeff.
Thank you. Thank you're very kind. Tell your sweet wife I said hello, and I will look forward to talking to you again soon, and hopefully we can talk about what's going on, the good things going on in America as a result of Election Day 2024. Well, I'm sorry we didn't get to all the calls, but thank you so much for listening to the program and for calling in. And let's pray that God would have his way, that his will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.